A new foldable from the maker of one of the best flip folds means Samsung's Galaxy Fold 7 could have serious competition in 2026. Foldables were on the cards for tech trends in 2026, and while Apple's rumored iPhone Fold was the likely reason why, it's not the only manufacturer eyeing the foldable space. In fact, over at CES 2026, Motorola is giving the world a firm reason why it shouldn't be discounted, announcing that it will move the Razr line into foldable phones that work as tablets in 26. While Australia missed out on the Razr 60 Ultra Flip Fold in 2025, the Razr 50 Ultra in 2024 was one of the best foldables you could find. Meanwhile, the Razr 60 was a decent little device, but didn't quite hold a candle the way the Ultra series delivered. So far, it's been pretty safe to say that Motorola has delivered decent folding phones, and this year, it looks as though a foldable tablet hybrid will also be on the cards. At CES, Motorola and Lenovo have announced the Razr Fold, a 6.6-inch phone that unfolds into an 8.1-inch 2K screen, bringing with it a 3-camera setup covering main, ultra-wide with macro, and a 3x telescope lens, while two selfie cameras are provided with 32 megapixels on the front and 20 megapixels internal. The obvious competitor is Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 7, our favorite foldable of 2025 and winner of a best pick, but Motorola's Razr Fold also comes with a trick Samsung's Fold 7 missed out on. Support for a stylus. Motorola will let you use its Pen Ultra stylus with the phone's 8.1-inch screen, making it both a phone, tablet, and a device you can scribble on like with Samsung's Galaxy S25 Ultra. Alongside the Razr Fold, Motorola also plans a Motorola Signature model, which looks a little like its Edge phones, but with a seriously thin design, a Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 5 chip, 4 cameras, and a 5200mAh battery, all in a phone measuring 6.99mm thin. To put that into perspective, it's not as thin as the 5.8mm Samsung S25 Edge, but at only 1mm thicker, it's not much more to consider. Those may well be the first phones of 2026 to hear about, but there are other devices Motorola is talking up, including an update to the Moto Tag and the Tag 2 now with ultra-wideband and more than 500 days of battery life, as well as a Motorola watch made with Polar, offering up to 13 days of battery life, Corning's Gorilla Glass 3, and support for IP68 water resistance as well. Moto will even have a special edition of the Razr flip phone made for the upcoming World Cup, though we expect it'll just be a rebranded Razr 60. When it comes to pricing and availability, most of this is a bit of an unknown at the moment, at least for those of us in Australia and New Zealand, but we'll let you know as and when that changes.